One of these days, I'll figure out a way to make you say that we're okay. We're okay. One of these days, I could take my love away and you'd be left with all this pain. Is that okay?
Is that okay?
Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and today we're talking about public and private keys. Before we start, though, again, usually, like always, I want to say thank you for listening. Find me at Twitter, crypto_101, Facebook, Crypto 101, SoundCloud, Crypto 101, and iTunes, podcasts, Crypto 101. Leave me comments, please. Vote, say, give me some stars on iTunes. Say, hey, 1 star, 5 stars, good job, man. You know, all are fine. It just, feedback would be cool. But we're going to talk about public and private keys. It's going to be a fast one because it's kind of simple, yet it's intimidating. So there's a couple amazing videos on YouTube describing what public and private keys are. And it's just almost easier just to put the links in the description so you guys can go to YouTube and just and know what it is yourself. But I would try to, in my way, explain it. So you have public keys, and public keys are going to be basically your address, your a place where people can send Litecoin or Digibyte or, you know, whatever cryptocurrency they're going to send to. Now you can cut and copy and paste it and send it on WeChat and WhatsApp and things like that. And you could put it on your YouTube videos or podcasts and say, please don't donate to me, or in your bar and say, please, you know, pay for your drinks using Bitcoin. And it's no problem. Probably a 30 to 35 digit in uppercase, lowercase letters and numbers code that, or a QR code where they can send currencies to you. Now they can't get it out. They send it, the currencies to you, but they can't get it out because they don't have the private key, and the private key you control, hopefully. And this is what we're talking about in the wallets episode, is when you have a wallet, you have an address for that wallet, and also is a private key with that web address. So there's a address where you can send a public key, where you can send the currency to, and a private key that corresponds with that wallet and that address that you control, that you can have access and control over those funds. In the YouTube video, he gave a very good analogy of a postman and a post mailbox. So imagine you are going to the mailbox and you're going to put a letter in there, and you open the mailbox and you drop the letter in. So that's just like sending money to an address. You put X currency into the box and nobody can get it out besides the mailman. Now the mailman walks over with his key to the mailbox, opens up the mailbox and starts taking out the letters and stuffing it in his bag. And that's because he controls the private key. Another example would be, I don't know if you watch Star Trek, but in Star Trek, there's senior officers. And senior officers are usually bridge officers, or maybe, you know, engineering. If we're talking about next gen, we're talking, you know, LaForge is a senior officer, and so is Beverly Crusher. But they can all initiate self-destruct on the Enterprise. They can all say, computer, start self-destruct sequence, countdown from 15 minutes. And the computer will be like, okay, we can do this. But we need Picard. We need the captain to confirm this. You always need two to confirm this. Actually, I don't know if this is a good analogy. But you always need the captain or whoever is going to have the command controls to confirm the self-destruct sequence. So anybody can go to the Enterprise and say, hey, you know what? We're going to count down for 15 minutes and destroy this thing. Riker can, LaForge can, Beverly Crusher can. And they all have that ability to tell the computer, hey, we're going to do this. But the computer is going to be like, yeah, we can think about this. But not until we get that code from Picard, who has his private key. He has his Omega 65 Delta in his voice print and whatever, that they can actually initiate it. And that's basically what the private key is. If you're holding your private key, you are in control of your money. If somebody knows your private key, if they see it, they can take a screenshot on their phone and they have access to your funds. If you show them in any way and they remember it or write it down, they have access to your funds. If it's a QR code. So just keep that in mind. All right, so what do you do with your private key? You want to generate your private key, and then you would like to write it down or copy it somewhere. Handwritten is okay. If you're like me, if I see a string of numbers or letters, I get boggled around the sixth or seventh one, and shit just starts blurring together. So I would recommend copying it, double-checking it on a piece of paper, printing it out, and keeping it in a safe spot. Now, depending on your level of caution, let's just say, you can disconnect your computer from the internet, turn your browser on in incognito mode or private mode, and generate your keys that way. Make sure that you, once you get your wallet all set up, turn off your Wi-Fi, and make sure that your printer is not a Wi-Fi enabled printer as well, and go from there and print out your private keys and keep it somewhere. It all depends on your level of caution. Again, if you're a computer guy that knows how to code and stuff like that, you probably are thinking to yourself, yeah, that you're just going to turn off your Wi-Fi and do all that shit because obviously I can get into it. And if you're an average person, you're probably thinking, you know, oh man, that's just over the top. Why would I turn off my Wi-Fi? But, you know, just look into it yourself, figure out what's best for you. It's not a big deal to turn off your Wi-Fi. And yeah, go from there. Just save your private keys. And again, there are a couple links down in the description for YouTube videos just explaining private keys and private key safety. So watch them, please. And the music for today was Blasco, Another Love, again, found on LaBelle Music YouTube channel. It won't be easy, but I'll tell you now. Baby, you got it all. You got them. You gotta know. You got them. You gotta know. You got the mind. Baby, you got it all. You got it all. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tap. Also, on them.
Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.